Maine lawmakers are considering a measure that would ask voters to approve a $250 million bond issue to ease student debt. Mal Leary reports.
The proposal would use the borrowed money to forgive loans at up to $10,000 for graduates who stay and work in Maine for 5 years. Senator Nate Libby, a Lewiston Democrat, made a case for his bill at a public hearing before the legislature's Innovation, Development, Economic Advancement, and Business Committee.
The average student loan debt for recent graduates in Maine is nearly $30,000. That's the 15th highest rate in the nation. About 10% of student loan borrowers in Maine are defaulting on their loans. Of the borrowers who are staying on track to pay back their loans, many are doing so at the expense of not fully participating in the economy.
Libby says he believes that by reducing the debt burden, those graduates with large student loans will be able to more fully participate in the economy by buying homes, reliable vehicles, or just by getting married and having children. Among those who testified in support were several people who say they're still paying on their own student loans and their children are ready to start college. Sarah Layton of Dresden told the committee that interest rates on these loans are too high.
My government student loans have a 6.8% interest rate, which makes paying down these loans nearly impossible. Of the $30,000 that I've paid, $18,000, or 60%, has gone directly to interest.
Committee members expressed concern about the tax implications of the proposal. If a debt is forgiven, both the IRS and Maine Revenue Services treat that as income and tax it. Some on the committee have suggested adding a provision that would not levy a tax at the state level. Jody LaSalle of Corinth told the panel that she would like to see the cost and benefits from this proposal and all bonds spelled out clearly on the ballot, because that $250 million plus interest has to be paid back through taxes.
This is what it will do. It will take 25,000 people and pay off $10,000 worth of their debt. But this is the tax increase. This is the dollar amount that everyone, including them, are going to pay.
The bond measure is one of the largest now under consideration in Augusta. In all, there are nearly $2 billion worth of borrowing proposals before the legislature. Governor Janet Mills has proposed enough money in her two-year budget to pay the debt service for just $200 million in borrowing. So any more bonding would require additional appropriations from a budget that is already being scrutinized as too large. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.